No. Actually, more and less than that. Than cute. More like a dead serious joke. The way I taught you to come when I'd whistle. When I first met you, you were this bird of incredible tricolor. A special ornament that hung out my yard. For the view, because the worms looked good. I'd never seen anything quite like you. Cut the sky, red wing that burned over in the sun to green and black. Sorry. My sister whispered back. And when I finally got you and all your wild splendor so light upon my outstretched finger, I thought, I'll never feel so like this again. Or so I thought. Only later did I actually uncover what a heavy understatement hovered there. It became a game, a wonderful little plan. I would whistle, you would swing all your glory around and swoop down into my hands. Simple enough for what a human understands. The first bad sign was the peck you gave me when our allotted time was up. It didn't hurt, but it wasn't cute, but I didn't think it was a warning. Hey, look what I can get a wild bird to do. I continued to boast to friends. They were new, so they were, although I was no longer. Dazzled to infancy by your color. Then came your human trip. You followed me to work. We suffered the daily grind together, me at the desk, you on the ledge, intermittently tapping your feet on the window. You were turning into a dog. And turning me also into a girl whose dog was waiting for her after school. Your healing got longer, stranger, stronger, more naturally off course for you. Appropriately, it was a funeral became our last straw. You followed me there, though my whistle had died earlier. At the memorial service, some internal plug of yours was pulled, and when you couldn't get to me through the clean, real window, you started running breakneck for it. Your splendid head stretched wide and low for sacrifice. You were so desperate. An ugly girl in a broken car jam, doing what she never does, pandering to men in a cab. Everyone watched you smash yourself on the smooth down rocks, come sand, come glass. This time I didn't say, hey, look what I can get a bird to do. This time I didn't laugh, but I did say almost aloud, for Christ's sake, bird, this is a memorial service. Fly home to your abandoned nest. Can't you see our game is over? Can't you see we need to rest? Can't you see we must? I saw her eye get three times bigger every time she hit the glass, trying to reach me, trying to kill me, trying to teach me something at last. I had to wait for dark to leave. Like it often does, dark did the trick. I never saw your scary, berry eye again. I winced at bird blood on the pane. My hand will go to places where it shouldn't go again, I'm sure. I'm only human after all. But because that starling came to love, then beat itself into the ground, I'll never feel so like this again, my brain demands. And also, whether at wild birds or wild girls, I found I can't whistle for shit anymore.